Today is August 16, 2017, and we're going to do lesson number 19, which we have done before, but it's always different, it's always fresh, and you might not have been here. Preparation for a clock. So, and I apologize, it feels cold in here. I'll have to tell them to start adjusting the temperature. I apologize. Oh, there's the hole. I didn't see the hole before. So begin lying on your back and take a moment to start to settle in. Have your arms long, your legs long. Draw some attention to yourself, some awareness of how you're resting on the floor today. Bring into your awareness those four points, four dots. The two behind your shoulder blades, the two with your pelvis, connecting the dots to notice the rectangle, to see how that lines up for you. And then noticing your spine, which is in the center of the rectangle. Noticing the parts of your spine that make contact and the parts of the spine that perhaps don't make contact, where your spine leaves the floor. And how straight does your spine feel today? Are there any places where you sense it maybe curves a little off to the right or to the left, right? So you can have into your awareness the rectangle, and then as you sense your spine, you can sense if it veers off to one side or another. And then the two endpoints, in a way, of your spine is your head. So noticing the cervical spine. And if you notice your cervical spine, right, it's an area that is away from the floor. It does not make contact, and then it's your head that makes contact. And it's just interesting that if you draw your awareness now down to the other solid part, which is your pelvis, your lower back does the same thing. So the lower back is raised away from the floor. And then it's your tailbone that makes contact. And so in today's lesson, we're going to work with your pelvis, but because the pelvis is connected to the spine and your spine is connected all the way up to your head, there's going to be change throughout your whole body, all the way up to your head. So you'll notice whatever movements you do with the pelvis and the lower back, what occurs up in this cervical part of your spine. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. Don't over-roll it, but just feel the ease and fluidity. That's it. And then lastly, as you bring your head back to the center, is to become aware of your breath and your breathing. Right? So without changing it, there's no need to change it, just to become aware of your inhalation and your exhalation. So we're going to begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing in that good standing place. So think of your heels lined up with your pelvis. So each time that we do bend your knees and bring them to standing, it's kind of your job or your responsibility to have those heels lined up with your sit bones. And as soon as you do bring your legs up to standing, the lower back becomes more flat. So notice that. So we'll start with having the lower back become even a little more flatter. So think of bringing weight up towards where it's the thoracic spine meets the lumbar spine. Right where the belly button is on the back side, that's the area. And then you're going to slowly start to tilt your pelvis the other way. Think of the belly coming forward. And when I say forward, not towards the ceiling, but towards the front of the room. So that you really sit on the end of the tailbone, right? And now you get a bigger arch in the lower back. And as you go back and forth between these two points, you're going to start to imagine a clock. And I'm going to give you two choices for the clock. One is a clock could be on the ceiling, so you can look at the clock. And then the other clock you could be lying on. So some people like to have the clock underneath their pelvis and lower back, or they like it on the ceiling. So it's your decision. Nonetheless, let's say you're lying on the clock. Okay? I like to think of 12 o'clock towards the back where the belly button is. Because if the clock was on the ceiling, that's where 12 o'clock is. And then 6 o'clock is in the area where you come to sit on the tailbone. So if we have our clock like that, that means 3 o'clock is on the right, where the right hip is, and 9 o'clock is to the left. And if that totally messes you up and you want to change the clock to the other direction, that's fine. And then as I call out numbers, you will move accordingly. So right now, you're just gently going from 12 o'clock, which is flattening the lower back. Again, that's the area right behind the belly button. A lot of people don't realize their lower back is actually up that high. To 6 o'clock, coming to sit on the tailbone. And you're rolling through this movement. It's smooth, there's no lifting, right? So you don't push your feet into the floor and lift up. You're just rolling through the movement. And parts of you do lift, and parts of you come closer to the floor through the rolling of the movement. And then in the background, so to speak, you're going to observe as you go from 12 to 6 and 6 to 12, the movement that's occurring in your cervical spine and your head, right? And it's kind of interesting because it's actually, in a way, the opposite. So as you come up to 12 and flatten the lower back, right, your head moves away from you, and in some ways, the arch in your cervical spine gets larger. And then when you come down to 6 o'clock and create the arch in the lower back, the chin pulls down, but the neck straightens out a little bit. And I know that's kind of a lot to have in your brain, right? Just see if you can digest all of that. Give you a little time to just become aware of those things. Excellent. Okay, so let's take a rest. Let's lengthen your legs, and let's just notice just from that one movement. And more than anything, from your awareness of the movement, how things are a little different in your spine, a little different with your pelvis, but also your cervical spine. Okay, so let's go ahead and bend the legs again. Line them up, the heels with the sit bones comfortably. So again, the lower back becomes kind of flat, more flatter, right? And we're now going to explore coming over to the right, 3 o'clock. So what that means is the left side, 9 o'clock, lifts up a little bit. Now what's important about this is that you keep your legs stable. That means the knees do not turn to the side. They stay up. So again, it's the left side of the pelvis that comes up. The right side sinks down, but the knees stay pointed or directed to the ceiling. And what's so important about this movement is, we've talked about it before, is that you're turning your pelvis around your legs, around your hip joint. And this is needed for walking, this is needed for golf, this is needed to get in and out of cars, right? We put way too much on the hip joint itself instead of feeling how the pelvis turns around the hips. So again, the right side sinks and the left side lifts up.
Keeping this on the ground?
No. So keep your legs up so it's like this. Just do the one side. So even your ribs are involved. Okay, so come back here. So right side, this is your right side, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Sinks, and this side, don't move those legs. And this side lifts up. There you go.
I think I was doing the other side.
And just gently. There you, there, beautiful. Everybody got it? Bonnie, you good? Yep. Okay, so let's try the other side, right? So let's try to have the left side sink down and the right side come up, right? Keeping those legs quiet. So again, you're turning your pelvis around the hip joints. And then make sure you're breathing, you're not holding your breath. That's it. And now, can you alternate slowly, not to be in a hurry, but can you go from 3 o'clock to center to 9 o'clock, right? And because you're turning the pelvis, it means you're also turning the spine, right? So the ribs are moving some. One side of the ribs lift up and then the other. Beautiful. Okay, and let's take a break and rest. Lengthen the legs. And just notice how you're resting. So as you're resting, I'm just going to describe something that we're going to go into next so you can rest a little longer. Right? So we've worked with the 4 points on the clock, or the 4 numbers, right? 12 o'clock, 6, 3, and 9. And now we're going to work with the numbers in between. Okay? So there's 1, and there's 2, and then there's 4 and 5, right? And in many ways, these are the numbers that kind of get lost in us, So we're really going to take our time to clarify where they're at. So please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And we're going to start by going first to 12 o'clock. And you're just going to explore 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Right? That's heading to the right. And then back to 12. And in this lesson, I really want to encourage you to really use your mind, your thought, your imagination. So the clearer that you sense the clock and the numbers on the clock, the easier it is to move there. So 12 o'clock is where your lower back is pressing into the floor, right behind the belly button. So it means 1 o'clock is slightly over to the right from there. And you need to have in your mind where 2 o'clock is. And you know where 3 o'clock is, right? Where the hip is. So somehow you got to put 1 and 2 in between 3 and 12. Good? So if you feel like you know how to go 12 to 1, can you tag on 12, 1, and 2 and then reverse it? Okay, so don't go all the way to 3 yet. Don't be in a hurry. We're just going to do slow, incremental changes. And for me, it's this location that's the hard one. I have trouble like 5 o'clock, the 2 o'clock, right? So become aware for you, the clarity. And then again, you reverse it. So you go 12, 1, 2, 1, 12. So it means the left side of the ribs are arching, the left side of the pelvis comes up a little bit, the legs stay standing. Breathe. I think we're holding our breaths. Okay, now slowly go ahead and add in 3. So I'll let you do 12, 1, 2, and 3, right? So you're making an arc, right? It's a quarter of a clock. It's like a quarter of a pie. And then you reverse it. 3, 2, 1, 12. And just hang in there with me. I know that this can feel sometimes a little awkward. Sometimes people want to do something on the other side to balance themselves out. And if you can refrain from doing that, just stick with this one quarter. Trying to get it really, really smooth. That's it. And you can even lift this up a little higher. Yeah. There. And then think of, how's the right hip today?
Really good.
Awesome. Okay, so let that go. And I know you're going to feel a little awkward, right? It's okay. Let it go. Straighten the legs. And just see what shows up. So have your legs long, arms long, and just, what's different? Okay, so let's bend your knees again, and we're going to do the other side. So first have in your mind, in your thought, we're going to do 12, 11, 10, 9, right? So, but you're going to start just by introducing to yourself 12 to 11 and back to 12. So it means the right side of the ribs start to come up a little bit, the right hip, right? And again, what's so interesting is to see what this side's like. You know, which numbers for you are vague? It's like places that you maybe really don't go to, that you didn't realize you didn't go to. So you go 12 to 11 and then back to 12. Beautiful. And you're breathing. And now we're going to do 12, 11, and we're going to add 10. And then 11 and 12. And now you're going to go 12, 11, 10, and 9. And let's pause and let it go. Straighten the legs to rest. Okay, so let's bend the legs again. And now we're going to move to the bottom end of the clock. So you're going to come to sit, for example, on the tailbone, come to 6. And we'll do the right side first. So that would be going 6 to 5 and back to 6. And then once you've done that a couple times, then you're going to add in 6 to 5 to 4 to 5 to 6. So you're kind of sitting on the tailbone most of the time, right? You don't get to go flatten the lower back, right? We already did the upper part. So anything below 3 and 9, your lower back is arched, right? And it comes barely to neutral when you're at 3 and 9. And now you're going to add on. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the left side is lifted up. Check in with your breath and your breathing. And again, what numbers for you are vague, are challenging to get there, and then what numbers are super clear? Excellent. So you're doing 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now let's go to the other direction. So let's go from 6 over to 7 to the left and then back to 6. And then from 7 to 8, and back to 7 and 6. And then adding 9. And just a reminder about the legs, the knees staying pointed towards the ceiling. The legs remain quiet. You're moving the pelvis around the legs, so the feet are stable. Excellent. Okay, let's pause. Let's lengthen your legs to rest. And again, just noticing, observing what's changing. What feels different? Or maybe what parts have you woken up that you were not aware of about yourself? That you've brought some form of awareness and sensory input there. How is your breath and your breathing? Okay, so let's go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and just for a moment, let's return just to doing 6 and 12. Right, so just straight up the middle, flattening the lower back right behind the belly button is 12, and then coming to sit on the tailbone is 6. And just purely out of curiosity, is to observe and notice, again, the movement of your cervical spine, and my guess is it's larger, right? Pretty cool, right? Since you haven't done anything up there, right? But just feel how the movement has become larger. The chin moves away from you as you flatten the lower back, and then as you come to sit on the tailbone, the chin pulls down. That's it. Okay, then come, pause for a second. So when your pelvis comes, that's it, chin down, really arch, there you go, really arch, and then there. Okay, so now let's go back up to 12, and we're gonna start to make a half a circle. So we're gonna do the right, let's do 12, 1, 2, 3, and then you arch 4, 5, and 6. And then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Do you see why 2 is hard for me? 2, 1, 12. I really think 2 and 5 are hard. No. So just stay with that right side, right? So now we're doing a half a pie. It's becoming pie season. Isn't pie season like in the winter? I guess not. Pies are definitely not spring, aren't they? Summer and fall. Am I wrong?
Are you talking about P-I-E?
Pie! Yes, pies! Eating pies. See, right? Pies are summer and fall. What?
Pie and beer day. Pie and beer day.
Pie, when is that?
It's pie and beer day.
Oh. Wasn't that July 24th or something? Yeah. So are you making, so what kind are you making today?
Blueberry.
Just blueberry? That's it. So do the right side again. Now come back up to 12 and let's explore the left side. So again, going slowly. So from 12, you're going to do on the left side, it's 11, 10, 9. So whole right side lifts up. 8, 7, 6. And then 6, 7, 8. So all on the left side. Other side. So here's 12, and then 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, back over here. I think making pie, well, it's not so easy. I think making pies are really cool.
No, I'm doing Bisquick baked biscuits on top.
Because what's really interesting is what the different fruits need, right, before baking and stuff. Some of them need cornstarch and, you know. Anyways, I like mixing them.
My blueberry recipe calls for gin.
Gin? I have one with bourbon. Bourbon, apples, blueberry, and I like doing apples with mixing them. But you have to do them separate. Before you mix them, that's what I've learned. Like you do the apples separate and put some lemon juice in for like, they have to sit separate like 30 minutes and then you do cornstarch with the berries and then you can mix them. If you mix them before that, it's no good because they have to do their own thing before you mix them. Does that make sense, right? Okay, come back, let's rest. Straighten your legs. Legs long, arms long. So notice what's going on with the pelvis and the lower back, and then notice the cervical spine, the back of your head. So lower your legs long. Let's rest. So we should all make pies and then get together and share them. You don't like pies? I have a killer one, pecan pie. It's with white chocolate. I know. I just like making them. I don't know, they're fun. Okay, let's bend your legs again. Bring the feet to standing. So before we start the movement, visualize having your mind and your thought what you're going to do. So we're going to now do the full clock. And the tendency is to be in a rush, right? So there's no rush here. Because then what happens is you miss those delicate numbers that are vague, right? So you really want to take your time. So right now you're in the center of the pie or clock. You're going to first flatten the lower back, come up to 12. Then we're going to go over to 1, which is the right. 2, 3, down to 4, 5, 6, and then over to 7, 8, 9, which is the left side, 10, 11, 12, right? So again, it's up to you. All I can do is recommend that you really go slow so that you truly touch upon every number of the clock, and then it's a very smooth circle clock, right? So you're not cutting off any edges. There's no straight lines. So it's really taking your time, having a quality of attention on what you're doing, perceiving and sensing, rolling over every number, going clockwise. And then noticing as you're doing this clock, right, that there's somehow a circle and a clock occurring with your head. Right, so you don't make it happen, but you're just noticing. So as your pelvic clock becomes smoother, you can allow your attention to pay attention and become aware of the clock that your head is making. Excellent. Okay, let's come back and pause and rest. It can be a lot of work making a clock, going slow. Just like baking. Baking is so much more challenging than cooking. Do you know why? Well, that too, that's a good one. But you don't have the room. There's not the same margin for error. I mean, baking is extremely precise. If you've ever tried to mess with baking, it will become a mess. Now, cooking, you can be a little off, you know, making a soup, a little too much of this, a little too less of this, no big deal. It's really interesting, but baking matters, especially temperature.
That's when you find out your oven is all over the place.
That is where you find out. I once had the inner piece to the knob got loose.
Uh-oh.
And so it wasn't at whatever 350 it was supposed to be. It was only at 250 and like, right? And once you hit that, like, you can't redo it. Yeah. But yes, it's a way to learn about your oven. Okay. Let's bend your knees again. So you know what you're going to do, right? Because you guys are smart cookies, smart pies. So we're going to go counterclockwise. So we're going to start again at 12, which means flatten the lower back, right, where the back of the belly button is. But now you're going to go to the left. So you're going to go 12 to 11, slowly to 10 and 9, down to 8 and 7, over to 6, and then translating over to the right side. And again, taking your time, right? I'm giving you the time today so that you really can embrace every number on the clock and not to be in a hurry, not to rush over the numbers that are vague. Those are the numbers that need your attention more than anything. The numbers that are clear for you are the places that you hang out the most. So they don't need the same amount of directiveness or attention. And what is it like doing a counterclockwise clock, right? Going to the left first. For some of us, it's smoother, it's easier, right? One direction is always easier than the other. So as to become aware of that. And then again, starting to notice the clock that's going on with your head. So you got two clocks going on. And then still breathing. Excellent. Okay, Let's lengthen your legs and rest. And again, as you're resting, really noticing how your pelvis and lower back is resting now. And then how is that cervical spine resting? Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. We're going to go back to doing the clockwise clock. So you're going to start at 12, start to come over to the right, down to 3, around to 6, over to 9 to the left, and then back up to 12. Remember, the legs are quiet, so it's the pelvis moving around the hips. And then again, feeling the clock and the circle that your head is making. And for a brief moment, you're going to have the clock of your head become more amplified, and then the pelvis and the pelvic clock is more in the background. Right, so what happens is it's where you take your attention. So you just take your attention to your head clock and you kind of encourage the movement to occur there. And then the pelvis becomes the place that responds to the head clock. So it becomes a little quieter, right? So find how you can do this. It's a lot about your attention and your thought. And then if you start to lose it a little bit, go back to the pelvis. Doing the clock, we're going clockwise. And that your head clock is in the background. And then at some point, can they be pretty equivalent, right? So they're responding pretty evenly. So you have some attention with the head clock and some attention with the pelvis. It doesn't mean that the movements are larger. It just means they feel more similar, more connected. And then, if you can, just for a short time, is to become aware that there's a clock going on in the rib cage, the trunk. You don't make it happen, you're just noticing that it follows the pelvis and the head. And pause, lengthen your legs to rest. One more time, let's bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. We're going to start at 12, and we're going to go counterclockwise. Over to the left, 11, 10 and 9, 8, 7, 6, over to the right, 5, 4, 3, 2 and 1, And then as you continue this counterclockwise movement with the pelvis, you become aware of the clock with your head, again going in the opposite direction, right? Counterclockwise, or the opposite of last time. And then you let your head clock become more prominent. Alternating between the head clock and the pelvic clock until they are pretty much in unison, smoothly working together to allow the rib clock to show up in your awareness. So you don't make it happen, you just witness. All of a sudden you become aware of, wow, my ribs are making a clock too. What do you know? Beautiful. Okay. And then let's let all of that go. Lengthen your legs and rest. And really notice now how you're resting. How the four points are, your rectangle. And then how you sense your spine. So probably most likely he had some pretty big arches in the low back and the neck. And now it's like smoothed out. Things are longer and more even, yeah? It's pretty amazing, huh? And if the spine, your spine feels longer and more, we'll say like in a way straight, if it had some places that were bent over to the left and right, things somehow lined up for you. And then slowly and gently rolling your head to the right and to the left and just feeling and noticing the ease, right? Just from what we did, how much freedom showed up in your cervical spine. And then as you bring your head back to the center, lastly, noticing your breath and your breathing, and just the ease at which there's a flow. That the transition from the inhalation to your exhalation is very smooth, consistent. Rhythmic. Okay, and then taking your time, you can roll to a side, come to sitting and standing to see how you feel from this lesson.